USDA announced additional details on the wildfire and hurricane indemnity program. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with the details and explains how this will benefit affected cotton producers.
This is the agricultural disaster program that is funded by the Omnibus Appropriations Bill that Congress passed earlier this year and provided USDA with about $2.3 billion to help producers recover from the hurricanes and wildfires that occurred during 2017. The additional details that were released by USDA this week indicate that growers of row crops as well as specialty crops that are located in counties that had either a presidential or secretarial disaster declaration from one of last year's hurricanes, then growers in those counties would be eligible.
The payment rate depends on whether or not the grower had crop insurance coverage, and if so, what level of coverage was purchased on the crop in 2017.
That will factor into how much the disaster payment will be that's received. The growers will have to demonstrate that they had an individual loss on their farm, and this program will look at a crop-by-crop basis as well as the insured unit on the farm or the crop insurance unit for the farm. There are other details that are available about the program that will be available on the National Cotton Council website and in Cotton's Week newsletter.
And finally, when it comes to sign-up for the program,
USDA intends to begin the sign-up no later than July the 16th. They're working to try to have sign-up occur before then, but it will happen no later than that date. And there will be additional details forthcoming between now and then. We understand once producers can sign up, then they will receive a 50% advance payment of what their total payment is expected to be. And then once the entire sign-up period is completed, USDA would make the remaining of the payment to the producer at that time. So for those producers that are in areas that were impacted by last year's hurricanes, we urge you to stay tuned to this information and be watchful for additional details in the coming weeks.